بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Deep insight and firm determination, the most outstanding qualities of Hazrat Hamza. On January 25, 2022, Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, met with the officials of Hazrat Hamza International Conference. This is a part of his speech with the managers of this conference. In the name of God, the Beneficent, the Merciful, all praise is due to God, the Lord of the worlds, and peace and greetings be upon our Master Muhammad and upon his pure household, and may God curse all their enemies. I thank you very much, honorable gentlemen, for thinking of this endeavor and taking this great step. Of course, this is just a preliminary step. This means that your action and this commemoration of Hamza, greetings be upon him, is groundwork for future endeavors. The main work must be done by art, and the performing arts, linguistic and visual arts must be used in order to achieve the purpose of honoring and commemorating a personality like Hamza. Otherwise, the mere act of organizing commemoration ceremonies will not serve the purpose just because it will be broadcast in the media and just because the name of that personality will be mentioned there for a certain period of time. The task that you want to carry out, creating a culture and presenting role models, cannot be done except with artistic work, and it will remain incomplete if artistic methods are not used. Therefore, what you are doing is very good.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
As you pointed out, you must rely on precision and improve quality as much as you can. This will help those who are doing artistic work to have the necessary resources and documentations at their disposal. Now, I wish to raise a few points about Hazrat Hamza. He is really one of the lesser-known companions of the Messenger of God, greetings be upon him and his household, despite the role that he played when he announced his faith. The way that he announced his faith was really astonishing as well. He publicly shouted that he had become a Muslim after having heavily beaten Abu Jahl, cited by Ibn Athir. Ibn Athir says this in Usdul Ghaba, the lions of the forest. This was his manner of faith, and as for emigration to Medina, in that glorious Islamic fortress that the Holy Prophet wanted to build in that small environment, his presence was very effective. According to one narration too, the first Sariya, that is the small army that the Holy Prophet dispatched without his own presence, that the Holy Prophet dispatched was led by Hazrat Hamza. He gave him a banner and sent him to battle. His role was also outstanding in the Battle of Badr.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all. From all the ways that were wrong, indeed me whole.